death. Death is the other side of the veil. The veil is divine consciousness and is not seen by human beings. People just need to know that earth and heaven are united and very close to each other. Why? Because all is one and all is connected. When somebody dies, leaves his or her body, he or she goes back home. The Creator called him or her back. The true meaning of why now will never be understood by a human being. Never. And that is how it's supposed to be. That is a natural cycle of all creations, like the Alpha and the Omega. We are all one. I am the beginning and I am the end. Why is that so terrifying for lots of people? That is felt as losing him or her. That is about being fully connected from the heart to him or her. That is afraid of being alone. That is feeling an empty place. That is not vivid anymore. But is it? How do you know? All the memories, stories you had with that person remains. It remains in your heart. You really feel it when you were on holidays or at home and having a wonderful dinner together, right? But also you see them. So in your mind and heart, they are still there. Memories never fade away. Remember them. And you are there, instantly. At the other side of the veil, their soul is home with their families and friends. They waited for them to embrace them. The soul feels the love and wonderful life. It's a happy feeling they never would imagine. That's the secret of death. We can't imagine, but we can trust, have hope, and believe in the Almighty. The Almighty who is in all of us, around us. He is the Creator and is therefore omnipresent. If you realize that for yourself, you don't have to be afraid of holding on. When it's time to say goodbye, accept this process of letting go and always be connected in the heart and soul. In divine timing, as the end is coming, you will know, deep inside you. In your consciousness, you know the end is near. Embrace this awareness as it reveals to you, as a new beginning in a new place to live eternally. Take your time to say goodbye to the ones you love. If the time is not available for you, be aware of who you are now, the ones you love, and the people who love you, who you really are. Be grateful for living your life as a gift from God. Be real in your being and doing. Your divinity is expressed on earth already. We all love you deeply and are connected to you. Love to you all, the Lord Akashic Group. With love and gratitude, Viviane. This week's diamond question is, what is my life vision?
To find out more about Viviana's Diamond Process newsletter and your chance to receive a free ebook, go to vivianagoerten.com or divinebalance.eu or follow the links from the Soul to Soul Facebook page.